Five Things First Thing with JR Morning's Chris Renwick, Lloyd Jackson, and Jamie Edmonds.
6:05, good to have you here on a Wednesday. Good morning, Lloyd. How are we?
Good morning, sir. I am well.
Things are not well in the Middle East.
Not well.
Because the hostilities have resumed. We were in a period of cooling.
Yeah, everything was kind of...
Everything seemed to be mostly copacetic.
Yeah.
Talks were happening. We're on the right path to maybe a diplomatic solution with Iran.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday, we heard about these commercial, these attacks on commercial tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. In response, CENTCOM launched strikes back against the Iran military targets, like air defense systems, missile sites, assets with the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, the IRGC.
Mm-hmm.
And then the president also revoked this waiver that allowed the sale of Iranian oil. Okay.
Okay.
Well, things are escalating.
Starting to heat up.
Then Iran retaliated. Iran is claiming responsibility for these attacks on U.S. military sites in Kuwait and Bahrain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So all of this is going on while Donald Trump is in Turkey at their annual NATO summit.
Mm-hmm.
And Donald Trump was asked about the memorandum of understanding and where that stands now.
To me, I think it's over. I don't want to deal with them anymore. They're scum. You know what scum is? They're scum. They're sick people. They're led by sick people. And they're vicious, violent people. And if they had a nuclear weapon, they'd use it. As far as I'm concerned, it's over. I'll speak to our negotiators. They want to negotiate. They're good people. Steve Witkoff, Jared Kushner. But they have to come back to me. As far as I'm concerned, it's just a waste of time dealing with them. They're liars. We make a deal. And they, if I make a deal with him, we have a deal. And he goes out, he talks. We make a deal. Everyone's agreed. No nuclear weapon. We make a deal. They go outside, talk to the press. They say, we never even talked about it. There's something wrong with them. They're cuckoo. As far as I'm concerned, it's over.
Okay.
So that is changing things, certainly, on the landscape. He was referencing NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte,
yes,
who was next to him, when he said, if we make a deal, it's a deal.
It's a deal.
It's
right.
A deal's a deal, and when I make a deal with him, it's a deal.
Yeah.
Well, Mark Rutte was also asked about this. In particular, the U.S. response to those attacks on those shipping containers,
mm-hmm,
or on the carriers in the Strait of Hormuz. And here's what he had to say.
Well, I think it was absolutely necessary, because when you have a ceasefire, and Iran is basically violating the ceasefire. We've seen what happened yesterday with ships being attacked. I think it is totally crucial that the U.S. forcefully reacts.
Got to do what you got to do. And it's just, you know, it was, to me, I thought it was already, I know we had the ceasefire and we had this deal, you know, 60 days negotiations. But I just always thought you can't trust Iran. You just can't trust them.
No, you can't trust them. And that's... I mean, been clear for a very long time.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you don't go down the path of trying to find that diplomatic solution.
Absolutely. You try. You do it because we're the United States. That's what we do. We do it. But, you know, sometimes, as mom used to say, you know, hard head makes a soft behind.
Yeah, fair. I mean, yeah.
You know, I mean, hey.
And as a result, we're starting to see oil prices tick up slightly. Brent crude's up to $76 this morning. It was... Like below 70 yesterday.
Yeah.
It was like 65 yesterday.
65 yesterday, yeah.
So that is also in play here as well as we continue to watch. But this is going to escalate.
Oh, definitely. That's
my reading on it, is that this is, if the president is saying, and by the way, I should mention, he did say also that he is going to allow U.S. negotiators to continue to talk to Iran through mediators, mm-hmm, and through intermediaries, and they can continue to go that route. But from his perspective, this thing is done.
A five-year-old boy is recovering after being struck by a stray bullet last night around 8:50 p.m. He was riding his bicycle outside his home on Detroit's west side near Fargo Oakfield Park, where a teenager, police say, fired several reckless shots into the area. Here's Detroit Police Chief Todd Bettison.
Five-year-old was out in front of his house riding his bicycle. His father was supervising, and the father heard approximately 3 gunshots, and his child fell from his bicycle. Just to parents and everyone, know where your kids are. Juveniles should not have guns, and whether you're an adult or a child, You should not be firing a weapon inside of the city limits, because what goes up comes down. We talk about it all the time, and we're definitely going to hold the individual accountable.
Now, the boy suffered a through-and-through wound to his arm. He's expected to fully recover. Todd Bettison, the chief, stated that the child was not targeted and that investigators are actively seeking a person of interest described as a 15- to 16-year-old who frequents the area. Mayor Mary Sheffield called the incident a senseless act of violence, emphasizing that every child deserves to feel safe in their neighborhood.
Just indiscriminately just firing shots?
Just be in the park, and I'll just shoot a gun, and, you know, we'll see what happens. Also, this outbreak that we're dealing with, psychosporiasis. Michigan health officials say the state's psoriasis outbreak continues to grow. More than 700 confirmed cases of the parasitic illness. Monroe County has the highest number of infections with 173 cases, followed by Washtenaw and Lenawee counties. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services says no specific food source has been identified, although past outbreaks have been linked to contaminated fresh produce. Symptoms usually appear 2 to 14 days after exposure and include frequent watery diarrhea, stomach cramps, bloating, nausea, and low-grade fever. Health officials say anyone experiencing sudden ongoing diarrhea should contact their health care provider or local health department. The illness can be treated with antibiotics, and officials say it does not spread from person to person. But we're going to be talking more about that later on.
Yeah,
this hour.
And those numbers just continue to tick up and up and up.
Yeah, and usually, I mean, 50 is the norm in Michigan a year, 50 cases.
Yeah.
And we have 700 now.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the Pistons have traded Caris LeVert away. This was part of a six-team deal. Chris Middleton goes back to Washington. He's the headline maker here. But Caris LeVert gone as a Piston, no longer will be playing at Little Caesars Arena. And the Pistons able to sign a couple of players. One, certainly we'll know here, but Taurean Prince, one of their power forwards fine signing, okay. But really what this is doing is making cap space.
That's it.
The other portion of this trade is Gary Harris, former Spartan. Gary Harris is back here in the state of Michigan, played for Milwaukee last, and I think he was drafted by the Nuggets, if I'm not mistaken.
Denver, okay.
After he left Michigan State. But but Gary Harris is now a Piston as well. So what kind of impact they'll have, I don't know. But it is a way to make room for something. What that is, we don't know yet.
Here's
what I'll throw out here.
Okay.
For you tinfoil hatters.
Okay, what do you think?
There have been a number of stories about Kevin Durant.
Oh.
Potentially with these cryptic social media posts signaling that maybe Detroit would be a destination for him. He's good buds with Cade.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. That is a fact.
So, would you like KD here? Not, I don't know. But
oops, I'm sorry. Did I hit that button? So many buttons back here.
I mean, he's at least he's not like, you know, 1,000 years old like LeBron.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's probably
like
not
900
off.
Then.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
I don't
he
know.
Is. He's long
I
in the tooth.
I think this team would be better off with more of a team chemistry than just bringing in one big superstar like that. I don't know. I'm not a fan. No thanks.
Okay. And that's why you're not Trajan Langdon.
That's why I do this.
Yeah, that's right. You're very good at that, too.
Also, Tigers win in their first game with this Athletic Series 6-2 yesterday down at Comerica Park. Tarek Skubal, he's getting it done. He's getting it done.
Yes.
There it is. There. Can you play the winning streak? I was hoping.
That's called a winning streak.
Three in a row.
You know, I hope this isn't our last few starts we're going to see a Tarek Skubal, because I just love him so much. You know, I do. I just love watching him pitch, and I don't want to see him pitch for, like, the Red Sox or Yankees.
Oh, great, because that's exactly what's going to happen.
Boy, what a bromance that is over there.
I know. You can feel the heat coming through the glass.
Can't you?
Five things first thing with JR Morning on 760 WJR.